Somebody who's eating Shabbat afternoon, and it gets dark before he has a chance to bench, it's already time for Havdalah. And he only had one kos of wine. And you're supposed to bench on a kos of yayin. When you bench, you're supposed to do so with a kos. And he also needs a kos for the Havdalah. And he only has one kos. So what should he do? So the answer is, he should put together the benching and the Havdalah. And that way he only needs one kos. The same kos will be used for both the benching and the Havdalah. What should be the order of the brachos? Bishami says, first you make a bracha on the ner. As in Havdalah, you make a bracha on the ner. And that should come first, the reason being, because when you bring out the ner, you immediately benefit from it, so therefore you have to make a bracha immediately on the ner. And after that, you should make a bracha on the mazon, meaning to say you should bench. And after you complete the benching, you should say a bracha on the besamim, and only after that should you say the bracha of the Havdalah. The bracha on the Havdalah always comes last, because the Havdalah is for the completion of Shabbat, and we want to push off the completion of Shabbat as long as possible. Beis Hillel switches around besamim and mazon. According to Beis Shammai, first you make a bracha on the mazon, first you bench, and then you say the bracha on the besamim. According to Beis Hillel, first you say the bracha on the besamim, only after that do you bench. The reason being that Beis Hillel holds the bracha on the ner and the bracha on the besamim always go together. We say both of these brachas on Maaseh Shabbos. We say the bracha on the ner on Maaseh Shabbos because the Eish was created on Maaseh Shabbos. And we say the bracha on the besamim on Maaseh Shabbos. In order to pacify us for the neshama yisera that is missing on Maaseh Shabbos, if we have a neshama yisera on Shabbos and it's gone at the end of Shabbos. So therefore, since these two brachas always go together, we first make the bracha on the ner and the besamim, and only after that do we bench. And we leave the bracha on Havdalah for the last, as we said. The bracha on Havdalah, we always try to push off as long as possible. Beishamai said the bracha that we make on the Ner Maaseh Shabbos is Bara Ma'or Ha'esh. And according to Beishamai, Bara is past tense. And the Esh was created in the past, it was created on the first Maaseh Shabbos. So we use the Lashon Bara. As opposed to Lashon Bayre, according to Beishamai, Bayre implies in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future create the Esh, and that's not the case, it's already created the Esh. Therefore, we say Bara, not Bayre. And we also say Ma'or Ha'esh. Ma'or implies that there's one or in the Eish, there's one light in the Eish, so the coin of Beis Shammai is only one or in the Eish. While Beis Hillel says the bracha is Bayre Ma'ore Ha'esh, as according to Beis Hillel, the Lashon Bayre also implies past tense. And since both Bara and Bayre imply past tense, it's better to use the word Bayre. As the Pasuk uses the word Bayre, the Pasuk says Bayre Chayshech, Bayre Ruach, Bayre Hashemayim. We also say Ma'ore Ha'esh. Ma'ore Ha'esh implies that there are different Ma'oros in the Eish. There's more than one Ma'or in the Eish. As if you look in the Eish, you'll see different colors. You'll see red and white and green. And that shows us that there are more than one Ma'or in the Eish. So therefore, we say Ma'ore Ha'esh, according to Beis Hillel. It's forbidden to make a bracha on Maaseh Shabbos on a ner or besamim of goyim. You can't use a ner of a goyim because a ner of a goyim might have been lit on Shabbos. And when you make a bracha on the ner on Maaseh Shabbos, you can't use a ner. The Navera was done with it, that it was lit on Shabbos. Nor can you use a besamim of goyim. As we're talking about where the besamim came from, a su'udah of goyim, where a number of goyim was sitting in a su'udah, and there was besamim there at the top of the besamim with you. For Avodah Zarah, so you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. V'lo'a ner, v'lo'a besamim shel mesa. Nor can you use a ner or besamim that was used for mesa, that the ner was put by a mace. As the ner they use on Maaseh Shabbos has to be a ner that was lit for its light, not for a different reason. And the ner that was lit by a mace was for the kavod of the mace, that neros are lit by a mace for the honor of the mace, not for its light, so therefore you can't make a bracha on it. Nor are you allowed to use a besamim of mace, and besamim that was put by a mace can't be used on Maaseh Shabbos. The reason is that the besamim that was put there was not for its smell. It was to take away the smell of the mace, not for the good smell of the besamim, but to take away the smell of the mace. And the besamim that is used on Maaseh Shabbos has to be used for its good smell, not besamim that is there, not for its good smell, but to take away the smell of the mace. V'lo ha'aner, v'lo ha'besamen shelefnei avodis kochavim. Nor can you make a bracha on the ner or besamen that was put in front of an avodah zar. As the ner and the besamen that was put in front of an avodah zar is asur bahana, it is forbidden to derive benefit from it, so of course you can't make a bracha on it. Eim v'bracha now on ner, achi ye'osu la'orah. And when Tzai Shabbos, when you make a bracha on the Nair, you shouldn't make a bracha on the Nair until you benefit from its light. But Forsham explained, it doesn't mean that you literally benefited from it. It means that you're close enough to the Nair to benefit from it. You shouldn't make a bracha of Bari Mariah H until you're close to the Nair that you could benefit from it if you want.